Are we going to fix that technical problem?
Tick tock, it's time for a shock. Are you bored? It's time to get awed.
ABC,
NBC,
CBS,
CNN,
Fox News, breaking news,
faking news, the media war. It's time to get sore.
This is some kind of bizarre reality TV show.
How to keep your sanity while keeping up with the war.
I worked at ABC News, worked at CNN. To see so many people, colleagues, if you will, acting as a megaphone for the military and for the administration, and unconscious of the effect they're having.
General Myron, thank you, sir.
There was never a question raised in the mainstream media about why we should really be going to war, only when we were going to go to war.
The Pentagon also controls the timing of bad news, the heavy-handed way of managing the message.
Media war.
Managing the message.
Trying to turn politics and the serious issues of our life into entertainment.
Managing the message.
Thank you, sir.
All the networks wanted to have was a countdown to war.
Overemphasis. Overkill.
48 hours to war. Dun, 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 dun. Showdown to Saddam.
In wartime, seeing is not always believing.
The purpose of journalism is to question the prevailing wisdom. Question the prevailing wisdom.
Mr. Secretary.
Just follow up on Jamie's question a little bit.
I thought I answered that.
Media war.
Either with us or you're against us.
The outcome is assured.
What about Al Jazeera in that, publishing those gruesome pictures of dead soldiers?
I think there's something that is culturally Arab about that.
You know, I'm looking forward to some tapes of dead people. Osama bin Laden dead, Saddam Hussein dead. I'd certainly put those on Fox News.
And that's Special Report for this time. News, fair, balanced, and unafraid.
Media war.
You're either with us or you're against us.
Everybody wanted to see Ted Koppel running down the desert in a Hummer.
Based on the Humvee used by the U.S. military, it is one smooth ride. And being so high up above everyone else, everyone gets out of your way. You've got a great view of the road. But that sense of empowerment doesn't come cheap. The Hummer only gets about 12 miles to the gallon.
The war is almost like a game, like a video game. But now that you see people are involved.
We should have given the citizens of Baghdad 48 hours to get out of Dodge and flatten the place. And that's Special Report for this time. News. Fair, balanced, and unafraid.
We know you have choices for following the war in Iraq.
Are we going to fix that technical problem?
Media war.
You're either with us or you're against us.
Pavlov talked about the power of repetition. We are getting a media message that's repeated over and over again. Saddam, Saddam, Saddam. Evil, evil, evil. Saddam, Saddam, Saddam. Evil, evil.
This is some kind of bizarre reality TV show.
Corporate-owned media is slanted and biased.
What about the issue of challenging the corporate media?
Move on the media, press the press. I think that the coverage will change. Press the press, 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 press the press.
Media war.
You're either with us or you're against us. With us or against us.
Thank you, sir.
This is our country, our government. Even that army belongs to us.
Thank you, sir.
The whole thing's being treated like infotainment.
The outcome is assured.
This is a spectacle for consumption.
They don't report anything that is in any way critical of Bush. And that's worse than Goebbels and World War II. And I'm from Germany. I know how Goebbels treated the war. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Secretary.
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 Last question.